Hi, this is a dictation for Judy Ogletree. Date of service is 5/1/2023, and date of birth is 3/14/1959. The patient presents with the ongoing history of pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, with radiation to the right arm and both buttocks and both legs, posteriorly up to the knees. She also has independently some pain in both the ankles, as well as in both the shoulders. The patient reports that she has been out of the state for long journey because her father was sick and she had no doctors to help. And currently, she has been provided with naproxen, Flexeril, Trazodone for sleep, Tylenol, codeine number 4, and Lyrica for pain relief. An MRI that was done subsequently showed positive findings in the MRI. The recent MRI shows that the thoracic MRI was normal. However, in the lumbar spine, she has a positive finding of a disc herniation at L3-4, L4-5, and a bulging disc at L5-S1 with the associated ligament of phloem thickening and spinal cord stenosis. And in the cervical spine, patient has a diffuse disc bulging at C, herniated disc at C2-3, and bulging disc at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. And the patient has been informed about all the alternate treatment options, from injection treatments to spinal cord stimulation device to surgical issues. She reports that her pain in the shoulder and knees is completely better. Hip pain is also quite good. She's been trying a physical therapy at home, and now she's been ordered a chiropractic treatment and podiatry treatment for her foot pain also. And pain level usually is from 9 to 10. She denies any radiation of pain to the left upper extremity and only into the right extremity, with numbness of the second, third, and fourth finger. The patient reports no relief at all. And the ADLs are affected as follows: the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The rest of this system review will be from the chart. Please use that. Additional history is from the chart. The current pain medication is from the chart, substance abuse, and compliance history is from the chart. The physical examination is as follows: the blood pressure is 138 over 73, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is identical to the previous visit of 4-6-2023, dictation number 0425-027. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the conservative treatment. Patient agrees for getting some injection treatment, so she'll be scheduled for LESI. Currently, she is provided with Lyrica 50 mg 8 hourly, with Percocet 10 mg every 12 hour PRN for 15 days to help with the pain. And her MAPS and labs have been reviewed. And initially, earlier, 3 years ago, she was found to have some cocaine in her system, so she is going to be on an extreme watch. So far, the patient is stable. And she'll continue naproxen, Flexeril, Trazodone also for her additional pain relief. She's advised about the role of home therapy and a physical therapy, as well as chiropractic treatment. She's referred to podiatrist and a chiropractor. Acupuncture, infrared device, laser treatment have also been discussed, as well as the patient is referred for counseling and orthopedic surgery as well. I've referred, and a psychiatrist as well, regarding her shoulder pain. She'll be seen in 30 days' time otherwise. Thank you.